Ever since I decided to bring my dog Photon to Arkansas, people have been following our adventures more closely. Some people have been concerned about taking such a little dog on such a big adventure to such a wild place. Some find her exploits fun and interesting, and some have wondered about the logistics of taking a dog birding when you're trying not to scare birds away, especially the rarest bird on the planet. Photon is small, but she's a plucky dog who has gone on hikes longer than 10 miles with me, and even though she looks like a foo-foo dog, she goes swimming in Lake Superior when there's still ice, so I've long known that she has a lot of stamina. But a birding dog needs more than just stamina. Photon has the perfect personality for birding. She's quiet, unassertive, and happy to be wherever I am, happy to rest up on the rainy days when we're stuck in a motel or a tent, and happy to go on a long hike whenever I feel like it. I did make a couple of mistakes with her. I forgot to put Frontline on her before we left. She got 4 tick bites on one walk, and one got all swollen and yucky. And I wasn't careful enough in a couple of places where there was a lot of green briar growing. Green briar is a nasty vine, strong, green, and very flexible, with wicked thorns that can quickly ensnare a little dog. Once Photon's ears got completely stuck, and it took a long time and a lot of patience to unstick her. Holding binoculars steady, of course, requires 2 hands, and Photon is far safer on a leash, especially since in her dream life she badly wants to chase deer and run with coyotes. Dogs aren't allowed to run off leash on National Wildlife Refuges unless they're actively hunting anyway. So I use a carabiner to hook Photon's retractable leash to my jacket or vest. I can tighten it to keep her close when we're near traffic or getting too close to a really mucky spot, and she's little enough to just pick up and carry when we're near greenbrier or a dead raccoon or something else that could hurt her. Dogs give us so much support and love, and so love coming along with us, that it's a shame to leave them behind, though it's just plain wrong to bring one if we can't make sure she's safe and protected. There wasn't a moment when Photon wasn't an asset on my trip, keeping our spirits high and my sleeping bag warm. I wasn't as careful as I should have been, but other than a couple of times when she stepped on a sweet gum ball or got tangled in some greenbrier and started limping for a stretch, she's no worse for wear, and as the trip goes on, she seems to be carrying herself with extra pride and an extra jaunty air. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.